Welcome to the Mei Ratzon Tefillah audio series with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Esther Wien, and today we are learning about the phrase that comes up very often in Rosh Hashanah, Hayom Haras Olam. The words actually mean today is the day of the Herayon of the world. Now, the question is, what does that mean? Herayon is not necessarily pregnancy, but the conception. The moment of conception. So there is a moment that we describe, which is Rosh Hashanah, which we know is at the end of the 6 days of creation, where the concept of the world came into fruition. The world had a purpose. There was a conception and a vision of what the world is meant to be for, and that begins with the full stature of man. The creation of man and the potential for man's full stature. Let's say it that way. Okay. Let's think about a normal conception and the interesting dynamic of the unique predicament of the fetus developing in a womb. And through understanding this imagery, we will understand the concept of chesed and din, and then we'll understand the first Rashi on Bereishis Bara Elokim, that Ola b'machshavo, the conception of the world was din, but it was not something sustainable without rachamim, so Hashem added rachamim. We're going to explain that first Rashi. Ola b'machshavo, livroso b'midas hadin, it arose in God's thought, the conception to create it in din, and that would not be sustainable. Rasha ein ola miskayim, and then Hashem added rachamim. Okay. We have a lot of big ideas here. The first step in the conception of a child, okay, and this is not necessarily by choice in human beings, is that the mother's body, which is a mushel, prepares to make space within her own existence for some other separate existence to flourish and thrive within her. Rav Yosher Ber Soloveitchik explains in his explanations of the Mor Nevuchim that this in and of itself is the concept of chesed, olam chesed yibaneh. That chesed does not mean that there's a gesture of a giver to a taker. It doesn't even require two people at all. Rather, chesed is the creating of space within one's existence for someone else to exist and thrive and benefit from the overflow of the primary existence. The mother's primary existence. The pasuk in Tehillim 89 says, "Olam Chesed Yibaneh." When we translate that pasuk to mean the world is conducted with kindness, we're mistranslating it. It means the concept of Chesed, the force of Chesed, brought everyone else into existence. It's not. It proves that Chesed cannot be a gesture between two people, because there was no one else. Chesed brought everyone else into existence. Chesed is the enveloping others in our own existence, basically making space for them to exist within our existence. They're part of our lives and they benefit from our everything. If we have more of a sense of humor, they benefit. If we are smarter and more skilled, they benefit. If we have more patience, they benefit. If we have more energy, they benefit, because they're living within our existence. So that's chesed, and that's the first degree of the herayon, of the conception and the understanding that there's going to be a bria in God's case. There's going to be a creation, an entirety of creation brought into existence, which will essentially participate in the overriding existence of God. It doesn't really have a separate existence, it's part of God's existence. But just like the fetus in the womb, okay, this is separate existence has a purpose. They have a tachlis, and just being a fetus in someone else's womb is not a purpose. There's no job to do. There's no role to play if we're just part of someone else. So just like in the mashal of the fetus in the womb, there is a mechitza between the mother and the fetus, the uterine wall. That mechitza, which is the limits of our five senses, it's called hester panim. It's called perhaps, Lila darkness, so to speak. It creates a, so to speak, lack of vision. Okay, that is what gives us the capacity to feel autonomous, like we're a separate self, and to have a free the concept of free will, the experience of free will, that's because of the mechitza, that God is not flooding our consciousness with his overriding presence, which we are just anyway part of. That kind of gets hidden or diminished, and we feel like we're a separate self. That is already the area of boundaries. Okay, boundaries. Boundaries between God and us, which gives us, as we said, bechira. Here is where din comes in. Ala b'machshava l'avroso b'din. This is where the so-called character trait of justice. Justice means that we justify, we have to also justify our existence. We said a fetus has no role to play, nothing, nothing to do. They're consumed, subsumed in their parents' existence. They have no free choice. But God didn't create us to live entirely like that, only to know that we're not alone and to know that we are known and seen and heard. And Rambam in Hilchos Yesod HaTorah says that Hashem knows us because he knows himself. But at the same time, to experience autonomy and thereby to play a role. Our role ultimately is to partner with God in making this world within the womb, so to speak, a world that is transparent, ultimately, to the truer world of our greater existence, being part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Jewish people are the first nation to achieve that transparency in Har Sinai, Kriyas Yam Suf, but that's our job. Now, Midas HaDin means that that's why we're here. And we're not just here to survive or to live off HaKadosh Baruch Hu and do nothing for ourselves. And therefore, din means we have to justify our existence. Okay? Yom HaDin, Rosh Hashanah, so we ask ourselves, have I used all the resources that Hashem has invested in me, my brains, my energy, my understanding, my humor, my skills, my family, my health? Have I used it all for what it's intended for, which is to let God speak through me, to be a partner, to understand what I'm part of and make everyone else understand what they're part of, to live in a way that, with Torah mitzvahs, that never lets me forget this interesting arrangement, what I am really part of and who is really speaking ultimately through me? That's the question we ask ourselves on Yom HaDin. Okay? And we ask ourselves, how close are we to the conception of the world? Hashem conceived of a world where the Bria, with humanity at its pinnacle, where the creation with humanity's pinnacle, will represent and channel God. And that's our question. That's, are we in sync with that conception of existence? Have we gotten lost in what we'll call survival mode, where we think we're all alone, we forget we're part of something bigger, and we just do every crime and adopt every bad character trait just because, hey, survival of the fittest, you know, we all gotta survive, we're all alone here. Or do we know as Jews who we are, that we're the first people to appreciate how not alone we are, how much we're part of something else, and to appreciate the mitzvahs that keep us focused on that. I wish you all a beautiful, meaningful Rosh Hashanah. I hope that we all hope that we have Yeshuas and Nechamas and Esma Gefa ends very quickly and brings the dawn of a great new era and clarity and connection and truth. And we all be Zocha to be in Yerushalayim Bekarov B'Yameinu. I'd like to end by just thanking the OU for arranging this. Thank you for learning together. This series has been dedicated by Yitzchak Barbara Lehman Siegel and family in memory of our beloved mother, Rose Siegel, Sarah Russa, Bat Rafal, and her beloved sister, Celia Firestein, Cyril Bat Rafal of Baltimore, Maryland. Please visit ou.org/women/yr for a list of our daily sponsors. Hatzlacha, everybody, and we have a beautiful Yantiv.